Welcome to today's public affairs program here on KNDY Radio. I'm your host, Max Belaski. Today, joined by Robin Rose, who is president of the board of directors for the Habitat for Humanity Association here in Marshall County. Habitat for Humanity is a faith-based nonprofit organization that helps families throughout the county. So, Robin, why don't you go ahead and explain to us a little bit about the background of Habitat for Humanity?
What Habitat for Humanity does, we are a nonprofit organization that helps families build and improve places to call home. Habitat for Humanity, we believe that affordable housing plays a big role in strong and stable commitment. And we just want to build a safe and decent and affordable home.
Now, building a bigger community is what you guys strive for, but you are also connected with the thrift shop that is located here in Marysville, correct?
Yes, we are connected with the thrift shop, and I tell you, if anyone has not been there, you need to go today, because it is just a neat place. We carry appliances, cars, furniture, gently used clothing, sporting goods. You know, when everything comes in, when it's donated, we go through everything, clean it, and then we put it out on the floor. And we have very, very generous people in the community and surrounding communities that donate items. All of the profit that the Habitat makes goes towards our building homes, and we've got a great team. So we have a lot to offer for the community.
In your time with the Habitat for Humanity, Robin, how many homes have you been a part of, and are there any current ones that you're working on now?
Well, a couple of years ago when I joined the Habitat board, we were working on a home in Blue Rapids. And right now, we are working on a home south of Frankfort on Bobcat Lane. And it is the home of John and Amber Schreiner and their four children. The home is being constructed on family property located on Bobcat Road south of Frankfort. It's a four-bedroom home. It'll feature a walkout basement. And this is something new for the Habitat, because we've never built a home out in the country or a home that has a basement. But our build supervisor is Jim Oatney from Waterville. I'll tell you, he has been a godsend. You know, we started out kind of rough times, but he joined our build probably the first part of May, and he has just been a go-getter.
A lot of these homes that you work on are longer-term projects. So do you have any more work days coming up? And if someone is interested in helping out, how do they get a hold of you, or how do they get started?
Oh, yes. Our next volunteer day is a week from Saturday, on Saturday, June 29th at 8 o'clock a.m., and people can come out and volunteer. They can bring their own tools that they might have, to help build the house. There will be a lunch served, and it's just been a good work in progress. And I'm just so happy that we can do this for the Schreiner family, and hopefully they will be in their house soon. If anyone has any questions, they can give me a call, and that number is 785-556-2040, and I just want to thank everyone that has donated time, energy, food, products, water, Gatorade, you know, just everything to make it more comfortable for the volunteers on these hot days. I did want to thank Bruce and you, Max, of course, and KNDY for getting the word out there that we are needing volunteers and what days, so we are going to volunteer.
again joined with Robin Rose, president of the board of directors for Marshall County Habitat for Humanity. If you or anyone you know is interested or willing to donate time or effort for their build south of Frankfort, please contact Robin at 785-556-2040. For the KNDY Public Affairs Program, this has been Max Blasky. A reminder that you can listen to this and any of our public affairs programs under the podcast tab at KNDY Radio whenever you may like. Thank you for tuning in today, and we will see you again next weekend.